Friends, in the early church, one of the most common titles for Mary was the New Eve. Here is St. Irenaeus in the late 2nd century, about 180 AD. Irenaeus says, "Eve's disobedience became the cause of death for herself and the whole human race. So also Mary's obedience became the cause of salvation for herself and the whole human race." This dynamic of Mary as the new Eve is, of course, paralleled by the image of Jesus as the new Adam. Jesus, whose faithfulness to the will of the Father reverses Adam's lack of trust in God. And so I'd invite you tonight to think of Mary as the new Eve in light of the logic of salvation history. Eve, who in the biblical account was brought to life without sin, but still chose with her free will to distrust the motives and command of God. For this disobedience in the state of original holiness to be overcome, one would need to be chosen who would possess the same original holiness as Eve, but who, unlike her, does not fall short in her trust of God. This is the great logic of our feast today, the Immaculate Conception, that Mary conceived into the world with the same original holiness that Eve possessed, used her free will to trust in God, even when she did not understand fully what God was asking her to accomplish. Now, the objection is often raised, how can Mary be said to be free if she was conceived without the inclination to evil that we call original sin? Well, to me, that is like asking how I am free if, given the choice, I pick chicken wings over cauliflower every day of the week. In other words, we tend to see freedom in terms of being attracted equally to two contrasting options. But if one is not attracted to one of the options, they are equally free when they consistently choose only one of them. I can tell you that I am totally free when 100% of the time I choose chicken wings over cauliflower. Now, I will tell you, cauliflower crust pizza is very good. And there's a great little place on Central in Monroe called Pizza Cat that delivers cauliflower crust pizza. It's excellent. Okay, so I don't want to bash cauliflower too much here, but what I'm suggesting is that I'm 100% free when 100% of the time I choose chicken wings over cauliflower. I just happen to be attracted to one and not to the other. So Adam and Eve, born without sin, were totally free. Jesus and Mary, born without sin, were totally free. And all of us in heaven, though we will not choose sin, will be totally free. This simply means that we will be only drawn to the good and repulsed by evil. And so we won't even consider one of the options. Of course, as we know from the story of Adam and Eve, even if we're not attracted to moral evil, we can still distrust the one who gives commands on things that don't directly pertain to moral evils, like eating fruit, or attending Mass on Friday night, Saturday morning for a special feast that we don't know much about. And so Mary, as we saw from our Gospel today, accounting the Annunciation, chose with her free will to not only reject moral evil, which was easier for her, given the Immaculate Conception. I like to call it a spiritual advantage that she had that we do not. But she also chose to obey God, which was not a given, when God asked her to do something that she could not fully understand the ramifications of. Friends, this is the kind of faith we pray for this evening, her kind of faith and trust in God. We, of course, are not given the spiritual advantage of being immaculately conceived, though I think sometimes we like to think of ourselves in that way. We were not given that spiritual advantage, so we still struggle with our attraction to moral evils. But arguably, in a greater way, we struggle with giving God more control of our life, letting His providence be more important than our selfish projects and ambitions. And so may we allow Mary's humble submission to the will of God, even when she did not know what that would entail, be our guiding light during this Advent season.